A ballot initiative in Arizona aimed at cutting off some social services to illegal immigrants is gaining national attention and financial backing. If passed, Proposition 200 would require proof of citizenship when applying for state welfare benefits and when registering to vote. Backers say they hope the initiative's impact will resonate far beyond the Grand Canyon state. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
At the VFW post in tiny Sierra Vista, just 20 miles from the border, Gary Gray enjoys an afternoon cocktail. The retired Army sergeant says he's tired of illegal immigrants causing havoc in the state. Just last week, five people were killed in a car accident here when an alleged immigrant smuggler drove a truck into a busy intersection during a police chase.
What bothers me most is if an illegal gets here, first off, they chase them all over the county. They draw guns drawn and they chase them and they send them back. But if they get here and get a job, they don't bother them, but they know they're illegals. Now, what's with that?
That's the same question a lot of Arizonans want answered. Polls show that a wide majority think not enough is being done to curb illegal immigration. Last year, nearly 500,000 migrants were arrested sneaking into the state. Arizona is now the number one crossing point for illegal immigrants coming from Mexico. TV ads promoting an anti-illegal immigrant initiative on the ballot, Proposition 200, get right to that frustration.
On November 2nd, do something about illegal immigration.
As the narrator ticks off alleged costs to the state, a casually dressed man in a baseball cap and tennis shoes runs from the headlights of a patrol car.
Illegal immigration costs Arizona taxpayers $1.3 billion a year. It's caused huge increases in homicides and home invasions. It's costing Arizona's healthcare system hundreds of millions and crowding public schools.
National groups advocating for tighter immigration policies hope the Arizona initiative will pass and embolden other states to crack down. The groups have put nearly $1 million into the campaign. But opponents charge that Prop 200 would do little to stem the flow of illegal immigrants. They warn that the initiative's vague wording could lead to a whole host of state benefits being denied, even fire and public safety, as pointed out in this ad, paid in part by national labor unions.
If Proposition 200 passes, our police, firefighters, and paramedics would be subject to fines if they provide life-saving services without first checking IDs.
Arizona's Republican congressional delegation is opposed to the proposition, along with both U.S. senators, the state's Republican Party, and leading business groups. They say the problem is a federal one and should be dealt with on a federal level. Moreover, Arizona politicians are mindful of the booming Hispanic population and their growing political power in the state. According to census figures, Arizona's Hispanic population jumped 88% in the 1990s. That's double the non-Hispanic growth rate. At this month's Hispanic Heritage Fair in Tempe, a lone trumpeter plays God Bless America as the mostly Latino crowd sings along. Jose Esparza, who heads the Arizona Latino Republican Association, manned the reelect Bush booth. Esparza says he's worried about the proposition causing a backlash among Latino voters, what he calls the Proposition 187 factor. 10 years ago, California's Republican governor backed a similar anti-illegal immigration initiative, giving rise to a generation of anti-GOP Latino voters.
I worry about all the work that I've done in the Latino community over the last 3 years. I don't want it to come back and haunt us. This is not a Republican issue, and I don't want it to be defined as one.
But the Latino vote is not homogenous. Fairgoer Mary Padilla says she's uncomfortable with some of the anti-Latino sentiments that she says are implied in the proposition, but she's still leaning toward a yes vote.
I'm fourth generation. From my grandparents were from Mexico, so I'm real mixed about it, but I work in the medical field, and I do understand the problems that it is creating, where it's really breaking our medical system.
While polls show the proposition has lost support in recent weeks, analysts say there is still a large majority of Arizonans angry and frustrated about illegal immigration and political inaction on the issue. Proponents are urging voters who may be unsure whether the proposition will work or not to cast a yes vote and send a message to federal authorities.
I don't need a message. I know what the people of Arizona feel.
Arizona Senator John McCain says Prop 200 is not the right solution.
I don't need the message, but the message is that our top priority for next year is to embark on comprehensive immigration reform.
That's the only thing both sides of the Prop 200 fight agree on. That solution has to be comprehensive. Arizona can't solve the problem of illegal immigration on its own. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.